Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're having a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we've already talked about a lot in the first hour of the show. How about this? It's National Radio Day. Shout outs to you for listening to the radio. Without you, there is no radio. We talked about Cam Ward. He says, yeah, me beefing with Jeffrey Simmons is just business as usual. Yeah, quarterback and a defensive tackle. Yeah, getting into it. Yeah, sounds normal to me. Not really. Cam Ward is going to be great, by the way. At least I think so. The Saints, nothing great about them. We talked about the fact that they're the only team undecided as to who will be their starting quarterback between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. We talked about Hard Knocks, another boring episode last night, highlighting the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, let me know when the Buffalo Bills go to the Super Bowl. That'll be more interesting. And we got so much more to get into. Of course, it's Wednesday. And an hour from now, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to talk about the top six athletes who retired too soon. That top six list is coming your way in an hour from now. We got Jake Paul getting ready to take on Gervonta Davis. I can't believe that's a real fight. Oh, it's an exhibition fight. How about this? In 20 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Luke Braun, who covers all things Minnesota Vikings. Apparently, the Minnesota Vikings are looking for some wide receiver help. And also, they got Justin Jefferson back. They got Addison, who's suspended. Yeah, the Vikings have some issues that they need to pay attention to. And so, of course, even outside of that, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got the New York Jets. They're getting ready to get into things. We got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, Botcha, I talked about my experience on National Radio Day. Why the heck are you here? You like radio, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. I grew up with it. So I was big into the overnight radio. I used to fall asleep to it, WFAN. Steve Summers used to be the voice that knocked me out 95% of the time when I was middle school and into high school. And then getting into college, radio was the only place that really had a spot for me to work. And I stepped in, did the board, and did producing for football games and continued to fall in love with it. And I got into here and here we are today.
Steve Summers. I love Steve. And now, I assume, being here at Odyssey, you've met and spoken to Steve?
I've talked to him a couple times, because when I was doing tape on the weekends, like last year, he was in filling in for a couple of shifts.
Oh, well, Steve is, he's gold. He's gold as a human being. He's gold as a personality. And so you, like me, you would listen to Steve at night?
Yes. I would traditionally, so my father would have a radio on blast for some reason because he needs the noise to fall asleep. And I'd be one room over, so I'd fall asleep hearing one of his monologues every night. And that would be basically a soothing, calming voice. But on top of that, getting into the sports play-by-play, I did that in college basically because of the Mets and coming home from the games. You turn it on if you left early and you listen to Howie Rose.
Oh my goodness! Oh, you were doing play by play, or you listened to play by play?
I realized that I was very bad at it.
Oh boy!
Well, it wasn't bad. I just didn't like it. It wasn't enjoyable for me to make spotter boards and all that other stuff. So I liked doing behind the scenes stuff, whether it be producing or the board work.
Wow. Okay. Well, damn. The more you know. Shout out to Bacha, National Radio Day. Well, Bacha, I'm glad that you're here. It's been great working with you. How long you been here now, Bacha? 2 months.
This show?
Yeah.
Okay, it's three months soon.
Damn, already?
Yeah. Well, no. It was June 3rd was the first day it was official.
Oh, June, July. Oh, almost 3 months. 2.5 months. Okay, how about that?
Long time already.
Yeah, time flies. The whole summer, basically. Here we are. Almost ready for football season. Show is going to take on a different type of flavor, a different type of style once we get to some actual games on Sunday and Monday and Thursday and Friday. The NFL likes games on, damn it, Saturday. Things are about to get real interesting in the NFL. Things are going to pick up here with the show as well. But I'll tell you this. One thing that's already in the process of picking up. How are we on, what is it, August 20th? We already got the New York, I thought about this. We already got the New York Jets with issues about the offense. Justin Fields coming over from Chicago and then obviously Pittsburgh. And now you got a first-year head coach in Aaron Glenn, who used to play for the New York Jets. And Aaron Glenn is already like, oh, yeah, our offense needs to get better. And then the minute that the New York Jets offense is criticized or he criticizes them, the media goes, oh, they can't throw a pass more than 10 yards. Justin Fields is not getting the ball down the field. And Aaron Glenn is just like, give us a break. Aaron Glenn is like, man, we're just out here rushing the football. Aaron Glenn is like, hey, look at the team that won the Super Bowl. They run the ball. They were almost last in passing. They had Saquon Barkley. Just don't have Saquon Barkley. They had an excellent offensive line. The Jets offensive line is not like that. They got a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. We have no idea what we can expect from the New York Jets quarterback. So Aaron Glenn can make the comparison about rushing the football. Don't be worried about the pass. Aaron Glenn, you don't have the personnel that the Eagles had. They don't. And so Aaron Glenn, he's like, listen, people, I trust everything that my guys are doing in practice. Listen to this.
Listen, we go out here and we practice our ass off every day to be who we're going to be. And that's where my confidence lies and what these guys do on the grass here. You know, so, and listen, preseason means a lot. It do. But for the most part, man, we concentrate on what we do on the grass because you get a ton of reps in that aspect.
Oh, yeah, but then Justin Fields got stepped on early in training camp. People are saying, oh, against the New York Giants, the Jets got smashed. Their last preseason game over the weekend, 31-12. Justin Fields, he's not throwing a pass more than 10 yards. What are we doing? The New York Jets are going to nickel and dime the entire offense all season long? Justin Fields says, you know what? I'm fine with dinking and dunking. Listen to this.
I mean, yeah, we're fine with taking 8-yard completions every play, if I'm being honest with you. Of course, you want explosive, but like I said, Saturday, we're not going to, you know, force the ball downfield. If they want to, you know, get depth on the second level, you know, we're fine with taking the 8-10-yard completion and, you know, taking time off the clock and just driving down the field and having, you know, 10-15-play drives. You know, that gets the defense tired and, you know, it might not be as exciting on the offensive, you know, side of the ball for the fans, but like I said, it's efficient ball.
Oh my goodness. I would not come out my mouth and say that. hey, the offense, yeah, we're building up our offense to take advantage of what's in front of us. We're going to run the football. We're going to pass the football. I'm not going to tell you everything that we have going on. And I leave it at that. Like, I've never heard a quarterback just say, yeah, I am perfectly fine with just, you know, going 8 yards at a time. Who says that? Like, who says that? And so now Aaron Glenn is hearing about this in the media. People see what's going on the football field. People hear Aaron Glenn complaining about the Jets. And then he complains about the Jets. And then he complains about the media. Aaron Glenn played in New York City for the Jets. He knows the media stuff. And the approach I think that he's already taking before they have even played one game, I think he might work out. I think he has the possibility of working out in New York as the coach. But starting off like this, what is he going to do when the games actually come and the games actually matter? Because Aaron Glenn, he was also asked about, you know, his ability, Justin Fields' ability to get the ball down the field. Listen to what he said here.
Very confident, because that's what practice is for. I mean, you have so many people that want to talk about a small amount of play that these guys get to go out there and play. And then everything is falling down because we throw six passes. You know, then I mean, he's Johnny Unitas when we throw four passes. You know, so it bothers me, and I laugh at it quite a bit. But the thing is, I understand it, because that's the noise that happens on the outside. That's how guys can't really listen to.
It's a wild world when the New York Jets haven't played one game and they already have to address what looks like a poor, poor, poor offense. Botcher, you like the Jets. I don't expect anything out of them. What are your thoughts?
I am 100% confused and just kind of, I don't understand why the media has to criticize everything the team does. Every practice. I understand it gets clicks, it gets views, but people are going to have up and down practices, especially when a guy like Justin Fields hasn't been proven and is trying to learn a new offense with the new offense coordinator. So if you go out there every day and you see, like Aaron Glenn said, him overthrow someone, throw behind someone maybe twice out of the entire day of throws, I would be annoyed if I was the Jets. Be like, you're hating on me for all of this. And yet, it's a practice, it's not a game, and it's not of anything of worth of yet.
Well, yeah, but this is New York. This is something that we all expect to happen. It doesn't matter if it's the New York Giants, it doesn't matter if it's the New York Jets. Everything is going to be criticized to the umpteenth degree. But I think from Aaron Glenn's perspective, to just frequently, like, they're feeding too much into the fire, don't you think? If I'm Justin Fields, I'm not telling you my offensive strategy. And then if I happen to be Aaron Glenn, I'm not already chastising the media about what our offense is going to be. How we don't even have a game yet, and the New York Jets are already on defense as to what their team identity is going to look like. This is going to be ugly, man.
I think he's only answering in a snarky way is because they keep asking. They can't, if they really want to see so bad, just wait till week one. But they're asking continuously for answers, and they're going to get an answer that they might not like. So I don't really fault Aaron Glenn here.
Yeah, but there's a point. A part of being a coach in New York, a manager, is managing the media. It's not just the team. It's knowing that the media in New York is going to be a complete pain in the ass. How are you going to manage it? You got a guy like Thibodeau. Never said anything. Always criticized what he did, what he didn't say, but he never gave you anything. I could think back to when Joe Torre, working for George Steinbrenner, coached and managed the New York Yankees, never gave you anything. Always learned how to kind of keep the temperature low. And so I think this is going to be a learning experience. I hope it's a learning experience for Aaron Glenn. It's not going to be pretty. Meanwhile, the New York Jets' first opponent, it's going to be the Steelers. They got to look at Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, is not even going to play in any preseason game. Mike Tomlin, he was asked about it, and this is what he had to say.
As far as play time, there's really four guys that I'm not considering playing. Cam, TJ, Aaron, and DK. Everyone else is under consideration. They're preparing as if they're going to play. There are a lot of variables in it, who's playing for Carolina and things of that nature that might provide worthy competition. But as I sit here today, all healthy outside of the four that I mentioned are preparing and scheduled to play.
Yeah, pretty hilarious. Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago, it's like, yeah, I'll play in every preseason game as much as they want me to. Man, they don't want your old behind out there playing. Their final game, preseason game, is against the Carolina Panthers tomorrow. And now Aaron Rodgers not playing in preseason, but certainly practicing. And then you got Cam Hayward, who's looking for a new contract. That fake threat that he gave that he may not play in a regular season game, I doubt that. Even he is back at practice. And Cam Hayward is the same guy who's just like, I don't need to convince Aaron Rodgers to come play for the Steelers. He either wants to be here or he doesn't. Aaron Rodgers was sitting down with him on his own podcast, and he says, oh, look at you. Now everything is all about you. Listen to this.
He's a wrestler. I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball. I think he'd have a good chance of whipping everybody.
Okay.
UK didn't seem to like that.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the line.
Oh, he's talking about
the line. I thought he was talking about me.
Yeah,
so I'm talking
not about
the
you,
line.
Bro. Okay. Not, exactly. Okay. Yeah. It's all about you and your money. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is about him and his money. Earlier this year, Cam Hayward was like, oh, I don't need to convince Aaron Rodgers to be a Steeler. Now Aaron Rodgers is getting a dig right back at him. What a world. Aaron Rodgers leaves the New York Jets in his harmony. What a shock. What a surprise. Well, at least not for the Jets. His harmony with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. For right now, at least, everything in the Steel City is okay. Oh, and imagine when Aaron Rodgers goes back into MetLife, first game of the regular season. Aaron Rodgers is going to rip the New York Jets to shreds. It doesn't matter that Joe Douglas is gone. It doesn't matter that Rob Saleh is gone. Woody Johnson is still the owner. Aaron Rodgers is going to look for a whole hell of a lot of get back. This is going to get ugly for the New York Jets. If Aaron Glenn doesn't like answering questions about the offense now, they're not even going to be able to keep up with the Steelers. I'd be shocked. I'm going with the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers in that week one matchup. Season hasn't even started. Aaron Rodgers is gone, and the New York Jets already. Kind of shaky, especially dealing with the media. I thought that was over. I guess not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a team that they potentially courted Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings because, well, they got a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. Who is their wide receiver behind Justin Jefferson? Is Justin Jefferson, is his leg healthy? Are they going to trade for a wide receiver? A lot to discuss on these Vikings who surprised everybody last year with Sam Darnold. What are they going to do this year? We're going to have that chat with Luke Braun on the other side, who covers the Vikings for Locked On Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments?
They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've done a lot of talking about quarterbacks today. Whether it's Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, the Saints and their ugly quarterback situation, even Cam Ward finally getting some attention here in the preseason. There's another quarterback that people are eagerly anticipating, seeing what he's going to do this upcoming season and who he's going to throw the ball to, what the team does after a successful season last year, shocking everybody. I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy in the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, what is J.J. McCarthy going to look like? Do the Vikings need another wide receiver due to some of these injuries here and suspensions? There's a lot to discuss with the Vikings, and joining us right now is someone who covers them. He's the host of Locked On Vikings from the Locked On Network. Joining us right now is Luke Braun. Luke, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, JR. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I guess right out of the gate, we know J.J. McCarthy, technically not a rookie, but he's going to be playing in his first action of this season following the knee injury last offseason. What does he look like? Are people comfortable with him? We know he has a great quarterback whisper and Kevin O'Connell in his ear. What's the deal with J.J. McCarthy so far?
Well, we sure will find out. I think there's still an air of unknown about it. You know, he's done fine in the practices. He's done everything the coaches have asked, but it's just practice. There was one preseason drive, looked pretty good, but it was just a preseason drive. So you can't really come to any sweeping conclusions until the games count. But he's at least done enough to dissuade the Vikings from doing all kinds of tempting things they could have done in this offseason. Like, you know, the Aaron Rodgers called them, they said no. Joe Flacco called them, they said no. Both those guys starting in the AFC North now. Not doing anything crazy in the draft, letting Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones walk. So they said no to all of that stuff because of the faith that they had in McCarthy. And it doesn't seem like that has changed much. He's done well enough in camp. There's been learning moments, right? You throw a bad interception, you miss one, you misread something. But that's kind of what camp is for. They've been really honest about that. But they're ready to roll with this guy.
Wow. Well, we know they were ready to roll with him from when they brought him in last year. Now, we saw Sam Darnold took over and what he was able to do until the end of the season. Luke Braun is here with us, covers the Minnesota Vikings, Locked On Vikings Network. When you think about the weapons, especially the wide receivers, Justin Jefferson coming back from a hammy, Jordan Addison suspended for the first three games of the season, Naylor is hurt and busted up as well. There are now rumors that the Vikings may try to acquire a wide receiver via trade. Is that likely? How likely is it?
You know, I think when Tom Pelissero, who cut his teeth in local Minnesota Vikings media before he went national. When Tom Pelissero says it, it's happening. So I think a wide receiver will be joining the organization sooner rather than later. They might wait till after this preseason game to give all the young guys on the roster a chance to kind of prove that they have earned this job. But unless somebody really shows out, they probably will be working the phones. They already just, I mean, like 20 minutes ago, traded away a starting D tackle in Harrison Phillips and got an extra sixth round pick for that. So that sixth round pick might be going right back out into the market to get this wide receiver. In terms of who that is, you tell me. It could be a whole number of people. I don't know where people are at their rosters. And sometimes starters get surprisingly traded. So I won't speculate on who it will be. But I think somebody is joining this organization sometime in the next week or so.
Yeah, Minnesota Vikings getting rid of a fan favorite. You know, horrible. I don't want to call a guy horrible, but that's his name. Horrible Harrison
Phillips.
Horrible
Harry, yeah.
Horrible Harry is now gone, a member of the New York Jets. So if they were to go ahead and utilize this compensation to flip towards a wide receiver, yeah, they can grab anybody. Do you think there is an ideal fit? Because it's not like Justin Jefferson and Addison aren't great. It's just that one is suspended and the other one is not all that healthy.
Yeah, you know, I am not the right kind of guy to start giving you names. You know, ask like a fantasy person who's going to have every wide receiver depth chart memorized, but what I'll say is what they're going to be looking for is just somebody who can reliably do the thing. Somebody who has been in a McVay-style system and has done it correctly and will run the routes at the right depths, who won't have a drops issue and can just be part of the offense. But for these first couple weeks with Addison suspended, and we don't really have any idea how long Naylor will be out. He's week to week is what Kevin O'Connell said. So maybe he just misses one or none or five. Who knows? But for the time where, you know, if they have that group healthy and available, they're really, really happy with it. So you just need a Band-Aid for the first couple weeks that's not going to screw everything up. Give me a veteran that's got experience in one of those systems. I heard Alan Lazard is a floated name. Okay, he's played for LaFleur, right? He knows how to run the routes. It's the same-ish playbook. Sure, that works out. He's not going to be dynamic, though. This offense is going to run through Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson and Aaron Jones first and foremost. And then you're looking for a role player who can like also catch the ball if you need him as an helmet.
Luke Braun is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast. Knowing that Harrison Phillips is now gone, and we know he was right in the front of that defensive line, what are your thoughts on what this defense might look like for the Minnesota Vikings this upcoming season?
Yeah, the word starter is becoming more and more meaningless with every year that Brian Flores is here. But Harrison Phillips, like I'm a little surprised to see him gone, and I'm still sort of working through what I think it means. But it is a big vote of confidence in two guys. One's Jalen Redmond, who's had a fantastic preseason, the year before. And last March, he was with the Arlington Renegades, and he's had this huge renaissance of his career. He has been unblockable this preseason, both by, you know, guys on his team, first team, second team, Patriots first team, Patriots second team. So they're really excited about him. I think we see more of him. And then I think we see more of the rookie, Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, as sort of rotational D tackle out of Georgia that has really been showing out as well. So I think it's a little bit clear the route for the young guys. But here's the weird thing. And they've said this on the podium. This is real, and they've been practicing it. There is a defensive package with three edge rushers that Brian Flores is very excited to use, with Jonathan Grenard, Andrew Van Ginkle, and the first-round pick from last year, Dallas Turner. I don't know what his plan is for that, and they're keeping those cards close to the chest, but I do think this means a little bit more run for Dallas Turner and a little bit more speed on the field.
Well, Luke, when you think about what Flores did for the defense, making them one of the best units in the NFL last year, it's going to be very interesting, something to pay attention to on how they go ahead and repeat that. Knowing that 14 wins, what they did last year, might be a whole hell of a lot of a stretch here. How much rope is J.J. McCarthy going to get? And are they going to be very reliant on the run early on? We know what he did at Michigan. We know there's a full expectation that he's going to air the ball up a little bit more. But how much rope is he going to get?
I mean, if you're asking, like, will he get benched if he has a bad couple of games? No, their backup right now is Sam Howell, and he might not be on the roster. in 10 days. So there he'll have the whole year. He's not in any kind of QB competition, if that's what you're asking. But I think
it's not about a QB competition.
And he shows.
No, not so much about a competition. But it's, hey, if he stinks, how much rope is Kevin O'Connell going to give him? If he's looking bad for 5 or 6 games and we're here in October, are they going to pull the plug and say, hey, you got to sit down for a little while?
I think if they were planning to do that, they'd have a more serious guy behind him. But I don't even know if the backup quarterback is in the organization right now. I don't think they have a guy to put in if they want to sit him. I think that question is more of, if he really stinks, you just limp through the year. And then in the offseason, you bring in competition and you treat it kind of like the Colts did with Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. And you say, okay, you sucked. You got to win your job this year.
Wow. That doesn't bode well. All things considered, what do you expect from a low end and a high end from the Vikings this year?
You know, I think the Vikings have a lot more talent than they get credit for. And I don't think J.J. McCarthy needs to be Joe Burrow to put up Joe Burrow stats, you know? There's a lot of good stuff going on around the Vikings with Jefferson and Hawkinson and this Flores defense and guys like Jonathan Allen all over it. Blake Cashman's great. They've got a lot of good players. And if J.J. McCarthy is just average, I think this is a playoff team. If he's good, I think they can genuinely be a contending team. And, yeah, if J.J. McCarthy sucks, they could be a 5-win and you're forgetting about him by Thanksgiving. I kind of think anything can happen, and that's why all the betting markets have the Vikings over-under at 8.5 or 9.5, because they don't know what to make of this team. Nobody does. That's kind of the fun of it.
Yeah, sitting right in the middle of things. Luke Braun is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We saw what Sam Darnold did having a career season. I don't expect that now in a new home in Seattle. I think he hit the jackpot last year. What is the fan sentiment surrounding this team? Is everybody still kind of in the same space of what you just said? We have no idea what to expect.
You know, there's a lot of buzz and excitement, and I don't think it's because everybody just believes in J.J. McCarthy so much. I think everybody kind of understands, hey, it's a rookie. We got, you know, we get excited about rookies all the time. Christian Ponder, Teddy Bridgewater, those guys don't work out. And I think people temper that, but it's more that we have spent 6 years essentially having to talk ourselves into every August, surely Kirk Cousins won't be 500 this year. And we got really sick of that. And it got really kind of boring to watch the Vikings. They were just going to be the same kind of maybe good-ish team that's not really great, and they'll maybe win enough games to be respectable but not really go anywhere. And it got really stagnant. It got really stale to watch the Vikings. And then last year, you got excited about J.J. McCarthy. He gets hurt. It was a fun season, but it wasn't the future. We're now looking at the Vikings as they will be for the foreseeable future for the first time in a decade. So it's really exciting. We finally get to see what they're supposed to be built like. And we're no longer looking at temporary and Band-Aids and, you know, we just have to put up with a Sam Darnold year. We're looking at it as it was built, as it was intended. Let's see if it's good. I'm really excited about that. And as somebody who covers the team, even if they're bad, I'll still be excited to you know, academically analyze it. But there's a lot of buzz and excitement around this team right now. A lot more than I think the national media is really aware of. People are really excited. And even if they're bad, it at least gives you something new to chew on.
Well, I'll tell you this, Luke, and Kevin O'Connell, I trust. If there's a coach that I trust, if he believes in a particular quarterback and what he can do, I'm going to believe in what Kevin O'Connell says. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's been a well-coached offense. They had a lot of coaching issues in the second preseason game with the Patriots. A lot of undrafted rookies making mistakes and stuff. But the way it has looked, whenever the starters are out there, they're polished. They're all veterans. They're ready to go. They've worked together. There's chemistry. This is it. This is the Vikings as they are supposed to be. If it doesn't work out, that means the whole build hasn't worked out.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how much of a fly they could put in the ointment when it comes down to the NFC North. We know that division is ridiculously stacked. I don't think anybody's looking at them to go out there and win 14 games. I think, as you said, people are looking forward to what they can do moving forward in the future. Hey, Luke, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Please tell everybody how they can listen to you and your work hosting the Locked On Vikings show. Fill us in.
Yeah, you can find Locked On Vikings wherever you find your favorite shows, any podcasting app, as well as YouTube. And you can find my personal work on Patreon at patreon.com/LukeBraunNFL, where I do primarily film breakdowns.
Hey, Luke, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Thank you to Luke Brown for joining us. Covers all things Minnesota Vikings. I just trust Kevin O'Connell. I have no idea what to believe when it comes down to J.J. McCarthy. He didn't need to throw the ball around all over the place with Michigan. Wasn't needed. We know that's not Harbaugh's style. I trust Kevin O'Connell. And I do think if they were going to go in a different direction, they'd have a better quarterback on the roster instead of Sam Howell. If the Minnesota Vikings have to walk around and their fans are subjected to Sam Howell, then just go ahead and tank the entire season. The NFC North is going to be one of the best divisions in the entire NFL. Chicago's going to get better. Minnesota might take a step back, but they should still be good. Green Bay is going to be good. Detroit is going to be good. This is going to come down to the final week of the season, whoever gets into the playoffs. I think Detroit will be in the lead. Green Bay is behind them. I think it's up to Chicago and Minnesota to say, hey, we got a case to make here as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side, yeah, people in Minnesota, they might be eagerly anticipating what they can get out of J.J. McCarthy. And then also, knowing that J.J. McCarthy went to Michigan, there's a particular player, a wide receiver at The Ohio State University. He said he hates everything about Michigan. And I guess he has two more years to continue to hate him. I'm going to tell you what Jeremiah Smith, the Buckeye, had to say about the Wolverines. And then hate? I don't know if Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis, I don't know if they hate each other. They're going to be coming to blows to make a lot of money here in Atlanta. We'll explain both on the other side of the break. At the top of the hour, we got a new top six list. Top six athletes who retired way too soon. But right now, he's here with us now. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. they can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Luke Braun for joining us in the last break to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Well, there's so many quarterbacks that we've never seen play in the NFL. Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, you can go ahead and then put J.J. McCarthy on that list. J.J. McCarthy has yet to throw a pass in the NFL following that torn meniscus last year. Minnesota Vikings went on this amazing run. I call it amazing. We know it stunk by the time they got to the end, but picking up 14 wins in a season is no small feat. Sam Darnold had a career year. He transitioned that into a contract out in Seattle with the Seahawks, and now it's going to be J.J. McCarthy's turn. The last time we saw him on a football field was winning a national championship with the Michigan Wolverines. So it's going to be real interesting to see, you know, how much Kevin O'Connell really believes in J.J. McCarthy. Apparently, it's a whole hell of a lot. Okay, we just got to wait and see. Speaking of Michigan, I'm going to tell you about a guy who hates the Wolverines in a second. But before we do that, I need you to think. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. As we are staring into the face, week zero this week of the college football season, we all are waiting some of the big matchups. And of course, one of the biggest matchups every single season on the college football calendar happens to be the Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Michigan Wolverines. That's going to be the final game of the regular season. That's going to go down on Saturday, November 29th. We got a ways to go. You think about the Ohio State Buckeyes? This is a team that just named their starting quarterback in Julian Sain. They are now moving on following the national championship. But one consistent, probably the one household name still on the Buckeyes is their wide receiver. 19-year-old Jeremiah Smith. This guy's built like a truck. He is a freak. He's not even eligible to come out into the NFL for another 2 years. This dude is 6'3", 233. Last year as a freshman coming out of Miami. Let me say this again. A freshman, 1,300 yards receiving and 15 touchdowns for a team, the best offensive weapon. I know you had Judkins and Henderson. He was the best offensive weapon for the Buckeyes. He was 19 years old. Damn it, he started at 18. So good he is. NFL teams are salivating for when he's going to be draft eligible. But apparently, he's getting some hate out of his blood before he's able to make it into the NFL, where he is definitely going to be a top five pick. Jeremiah Smith hates the Wolverines. He does. Like, he's been there for 1 year, one season, and he already hates the Wolverines. Last year, when the Buckeyes, we know they won a championship, they lost to Michigan 13-10. Jeremiah Smith only had 35 yards receiving and a touchdown. Maybe that kind of turned him off from Michigan. But he was sitting down with the Triple Option podcast, and he says, yeah, if there's one team I hate, it's the Wolverines.
The team up north, what hits your heart?
Hate them. With everything in me, I hate them.
How did you learn that?
First came in, I made a mistake, and I was wearing, like, dark blue.
Uh-oh.
And it was Coach Hartline and Coach Keenan Bailey. And it was like, you can't wear them colors here.
Well, yeah, right out the gate. All right, well, I guess that's a start. You can't wear blue here. Botcher, it is pretty cool. I've never been to Michigan's campus, but I've been to Ohio State's campus. It's pretty wild to just walk down the neighborhood and the letter M is crossed out in textbooks, on street signs, signs inside the facilities. If it's a math lab, the math lab, somebody has crossed out the M outside the classroom. Like, they take it really serious out there.
A little way too seriously. I get it. We all love football, but come on. Like, I understand if it's rivalry week and you do that type of stuff, but doing it 24/7 to me, I guess it's just the Northeast speaking. It just doesn't mean anything to me. It's just, it's dumb.
Wow. Well, I get it. Yeah, well, you got to have something to beef about, no? Right? I guess.
Yeah, I guess our beef here is with Patriots and Boston fans and Philly fans. So it's like,
who? We as in who? You mean New Yorkers?
Like New Yorkers, yeah. Itself, because we don't have real, besides Syracuse, which is basically Canada, there's no real college football team here.
Damn, ouch. Shot at Rutgers, huh?
No, they're no count. They're not good.
Oh, ouch. And Greg Schiano's, his soul hurts. No, I get it. So, yeah, but it's a different type of thing when you think about two schools geographically. You think about the college rivalry. Yeah, people got a beef. I don't know. Maybe it's more akin to two high schools beefing. But then even two high schools, I don't know. You know, being up in the Bronx, I remember Hayes and Spellman, they hate each other's guts. It's different from a college perspective. And I traditions that you can continue to move on with, I certainly appreciate. Now, the Ohio State University, I don't know what to expect from them this season. I don't know. Well, I know Michigan. We can expect some suspensions. So I think by the time we get to the end of the year, we'll have a better idea on what this is going to look like. And for Ohio State, Ryan Day specifically, man, you better go out there and beat Michigan. And Jeremiah Smith, as much as you hate their guts, I hope you got something planned. More than 35 yards receiving and 5 receptions. You hate them so much. Now, let's see what they do. You won a national championship, but, man, out in Buckeye country, they want you to beat Michigan. Do that. You won a national championship now. Go ahead and beat Michigan. And speaking about beating people up, I saw this come down the line today, and I just had to go, of course. But of course. We have another major boxing event, another major boxing attraction that is an exhibition. That's not a real fight. We already saw Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Prepare yourselves. You will see Jake Paul take on Gervonta Tank Davis in November. Okay, you got to wait to see this fight November 14th for free on Netflix. I mean, I guess it's not for free if you pay for Netflix, but it's going to be cheaper than pay-per-view. And now, the odd thing about this is, well, not odd, but this is why it's a freak show a little bit. Jake Paul is 6'1". He can fight anywhere between 200 pounds and 227 pounds. Gervonta Tank Davis is 5'5". He fights anywhere from 135 to 145. This is a massive mismatch. We're talking about, 7 inches? Anywhere from 50 to 60, 70-pound discrepancy? Let me tell you something. Jake Paul doesn't want to get hit by Gervonta Davis, but he's going to pack on some weight just to stand there and take a beating. This is going to be like every other exhibition we got. Just standing around punching each other. And Gervonta Davis is going to go to punch him, but he ain't going to look to go out there and completely knock him out. Mismatch City. It'll make a lot of money. It'll take place here in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to it. And it's pretty funny. Not too long ago, Gervonta Davis was asked if he'd ever fight Jake Paul. This is what he said.
How about Jake? What do you think of Jake?
Clown. Would you look at it as a joke if your team was like, yo, we want you to fight Jake Paul? Would you be like, come on, man?
Yeah, I'd laugh at him.
Did you ever do a fight like that?
I feel as though in my career, I can't do that right now. I'm not a Floyd Mayweather. I ain't no Manny Pacquiao or no Canelo. I think that I actually still got to have my foot on the gas as far as boxing.
Oh, wow. The money talks, doesn't it? The money talks. That's what always talks. The money talks. So now he'll be a part of the freak show. Last time we saw him, he fought to a draw with Lamont Roach, and we were expecting a rematch for that. He's undefeated. He has that. That's the only draw on his record. But now, well, he's chasing the cash. I can't blame him. Thank God we got a real fight. We got Canelo Alvarez. We got Crawford. That's coming up. That is a real fight. Looking forward to that. I don't care. As long as we get a mix and we get some real fights in the process, please sign me up. I can deal with the freak shows, but we need the real fights as well. Even Tank knows that. He's just taking the money. I can't fault him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, It's a new top six list. I do it every Wednesday. John Wall is gone. Retired. I'm going to tell you about the top six athletes who retired too soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.